shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
First at 4:30, breaking news overnight. The father and suspect accused of prompting a statewide Amber Alert calls WRAL from his jail cell.
To accept this free call, press 0. To refuse this free call, hang up.
We accept it, and you'll hear it only on WRAL, what Mitchell Grayson had to say about the charges against him and the reported kidnapping as he prepares to make his first court appearance today.
And it's not quite as chilly this morning. Our temperatures are in the mid-40s to mid-50s, but we do have the potential for some showers. I'll show you when to expect those coming up. And the sign has finally rolled over to the billions. The Powerball is now more than $1.7 billion after no one cashed in on the big prize last night. We have a look at the numbers that's telling everybody, you know, you'll need to go to work and to school this morning. Yes, the dream lives on. Or maybe you might say the dream is getting up at 4:30 right now with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. And no, you're not dreaming. We are here.
We're still here.
Live and in person for you. We have a lot of news to get to today. A lot of folks headed back to school and to work today. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with what they'll face when they get outside.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that I'm not still dreaming. throw something at me if I look like I'm not awake. We do have partly cloudy skies this morning. This is a live look at downtown Raleigh. 54 degrees. So that's a good bit warmer than what we saw yesterday. Our temperatures were in the upper 30s to mid 40s. So a good 10 degrees warmer with some cloud cover that rolled in overnight last night. That's what kept things a little bit warmer. But we're going to see partly cloudy skies this morning. So we have the tower lit up in blue. It's 46 in Roxborough, 48 in South Hill. But we're in the mid 50s in the Triangle, as well as Fayetteville, Clinton, Goldsboro. It's 49 right now in Rocky Mount and Wilson. We take a look at the big picture. We still have our cold front that's back to the west. That cold front helped to bring us a little bit of cloud cover overnight last night and a few sprinkles. There's a little bit of patchy rain with this since it's moving into the mountains. And you can see just a few scattered clouds across our area this morning. We'll roll it out from 7 o'clock to lunchtime. We should see a good bit of sunshine for it today. But by the time the front comes through this evening, that's going to be around sunset or so. There might be another sprinkle. It's not going to be enough to measure in the rain gauges, but we'll just see some cloud cover on and off. 50s this morning. We climb on up to around 70 at lunchtime. We'll see a high in the mid 70s for this afternoon. We're looking at the potential for some temperatures close to 80 degrees later in the week. We'll take a peek coming up.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, the father of a four-year-old little girl that was the subject of an Amber Alert yesterday called WRAL News as he was on his way to surrender to police. Mitchell Grayson spoke to us as he drove his daughter Paisley to the Durham Police Department yesterday, and then he called back again at 1 o'clock this morning. We have a clip of what he said to WRAL's Lena Tillett. Take a listen.
Do you regret doing all this? I mean, maybe was there a better way to go about this?
What do you mean, like turning myself in?
No, I mean taking Paisley from her home, even though I know you felt like it was unsafe. Because you got
that's not really her home. Her home was with me. She got taken from me.
And Grayson went on to say that he took the child because he was worried for her. We have the entire phone conversation only on WRAL. You can find that on WRAL.com. Grayson will be transferred to the Durham County Jail after investigators interview him.
And before Mitchell Grayson called from his jail cell at around 1 this morning, he had a similar conversation with, again, WRAL's Lena Tillett yesterday during the middle of the search for Paisley. And it was this chilling phone call that helped lead to the child's safe return and ultimately his arrest.
Where are you right now? And is your daughter okay?
Yeah, she's fine. She's in the back seat playing on her tablet.
This is how our 1 hour and 20 minute conversation began with Mitchell Grayson, the father accused of abducting his 4-year-old daughter, Paisley, triggering a statewide Amber Alert.
Are you on I-40?
Yes.
And about how far are you from headquarters?
I don't know, maybe about an hour.
As I stayed on the phone, members of the WRAL newsroom called Durham police, keeping them informed of his whereabouts. He said he'd taken Paisley from her mother's home in Durham to Wilkesboro in the mountains where he lives. I asked to speak to Paisley.
What's your favorite show, Paisley? What are you watching?
As proof she was okay, he sent us this picture of her, sitting in her car seat, watching her tablet. He wanted to share his side of the story, so we let him.
Because her mother refuses to, let me at her, which is where she wants to be.
Grayson claims he did this to protect Paisley. He said where she was living was unsafe and admitted to getting into a fight with the mother's cousin before taking her, as police allege.
I'm not going to let someone push me around. I'm not going to let someone keep my kids from me.
We heard Paisley cry as he told her he would be away from her for a while. And finally, around 9:40, in a smaller white vehicle, not the van the Amber Alert described, Grayson pulled up in front of headquarters.
You're getting out of the car now?
Yeah.
And there was Paisley, in her father's arms, safe.
Oh, it's so good to see that Paisley is okay. That was Lena Tillett reporting. Again, Grayson is expected to make its first court appearance this morning since being arrested, and WRAL plans to be there. This story is still developing. WRAL has been following it for hours. We'll continue to bring you updates as we get them. When we're not on the air, you can check out WRAL.com or the WRAL News app.
Happening today, voters in dozens of towns and cities across the state will head to the polls for municipal elections. This is a live look right now in Cary, where polls will open at 6:30 this morning. 30 municipal elections are happening today, including in Durham, Fayetteville, and Cary. And if you're voting today, remember, bring your photo ID. Polls are open from 6:30 this morning until 7:30 tonight. You can visit the State Board of Elections website to check your voter status and look at a sample ballot. Voting is not happening in Raleigh this year. Those municipal elections are next November.
Israel is increasing its airstrikes today on Gaza. The war is now in its fourth day, and Israel says it is still finding bodies from the stunning weekend attack from Hamas. You're looking live at Israel now. Here in the U.S., President Biden is expected to address the nation at 1 this afternoon as the number of Americans confirmed dead in the conflict is rising. Here's what we know after another night of rocket launches and gunfire. Israel says it has retaken control of its territory, and now it's planning a full siege of Gaza. Hamas is holding at least 100 hostages and says it will execute one each time Israel bombs civilians in Gaza. President Biden says it is likely there are Americans among the hostages. The death toll in Israel is at least 900, and nearly 700 have died in Gaza and the West Bank. 11 Americans are confirmed among the dead.
Our local Jewish community is banding together during this challenging time. WRL was there as they gathered last night at the Levin Jewish Community Center in Durham. Security was heightened around this event. Officers were seen there on the perimeter just outside the doors. Members of Jewish for Good asked for privacy as they held a service in support of Israel. 35 minutes away and about 2 hours earlier, folks came together at the David Kahn Community Campus in Raleigh.
It's so terrible for the people in Israel right now, and it's very hard for us here in Raleigh, too.
Right now, there's no timetable for when the unrest will end. The local Jewish community says it plans to remain united and show support for one another.
State lawmakers will vote today on whether to overturn five vetoes issued by Governor Cooper. They're meeting today at the General Assembly. Two of the bills would make big changes to elections oversight, giving state lawmakers authority over the process rather than the governor, and getting rid of the three-day grace period for mail-in ballots. Another would take away many of the governor's appointments to boards that make state regulations. And another would classify nuclear energy as clean energy, giving utilities an incentive to build more nuclear plants. Republicans have a veto-proof majority, so they're expected to override the vetoes successfully. For a breakdown of all the votes, you can go to nccapital.gov.
Good news, bad news. With the Powerball jackpot, no winner. Still have a chance. As of this morning, an estimated $1.73 billion. After more than 11 weeks now without a winner, the jackpot is now the second largest in Powerball history. Here's a look at the numbers from last night. 16, 34, 46, 55, 67. The Powerball 14, and the multiplier was 3. The next drawing is tomorrow night right here on WREL. And if you win that, you could take home more than $756 million in cash. President Joe Biden's classified document investigation is moving forward. After the break, what we know about the two-day process where he was interviewed by the special counsel involved in the case.
Plus, the North Carolina State Fair is just 2 days away. This morning, we're getting an inside look at what you and the fam can expect as you indulge in food and fair fun.
And we'll give you this live look at North Hills this morning. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center tracking another cool start.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
443, we're taking a look outside. Not as chilly as it was yesterday. 49 right now in Wilson. It's 54 in Durham and 56 degrees in Fayetteville. We do have a little bit of cloud cover out there this morning. We're going to see partly cloudy skies today with a chance of a sprinkle this evening as a cold front comes through. And that cold front's going to drop our temperatures just a little bit for tomorrow. It should be a fairly subtle change. But definitely not as chilly this morning as it was yesterday. Yesterday, we were in the mid to upper 30s in some places. And it'll be closer to 50 degrees as you're headed out under partly cloudy skies. Really nice exercise. Temperatures this morning with those temperatures near 50. By lunchtime, we're looking at upper 60s to around 70 and then mid 70s this afternoon with partly cloudy skies. As we get closer to the weekend, we're going to have a better chance for rain. We'll go over Saturday's chances coming up.
WREL is pressing the owners of Busco Beach ATV Park for answers after several accidents over the weekend led to four people being airlifted to the hospital. The accidents happened during the park's Fall Bash event. EMS officials tell us since 2000, 13 people have died at Busco Beach. WRL reached out to the park's new owners asking for a response to this weekend's injuries and if they plan to implement any safety changes. The owners told us they are working on a response, and we're working to learn the conditions of the people who were hurt this weekend.
New developments out of Washington, D.C. this morning. The White House says President Joe Biden has been interviewed by the special counsel in his classified documents investigation. Officials say the interview took place at the White House. It was conducted over 2 days. This investigation centers around classified documents found in an office Biden used after he left the vice presidency and his home in Delaware. According to the statement from the White House, Biden and his staff are fully cooperating with the Justice Department.
White House is showing its full support for Israel amid the recent war. It's illuminated in blue and white lights as a show of solidarity. This comes just days after Hamas attacked Israel. Unrest continues there this morning.
Hollywood's writers have officially approved the deal reached by their union leaders. The deal was finalized last night after 99% of members voted to ratify it. It gives them major gains in payments, increases the size of show staffs, and adds regulation to the use of artificial intelligence in scripts. The vote was a formality after union leaders reached the deal with studios late last month, ending a five-month strike.
VinFast just barely started building its U.S. manufacturing plant in Chatham County, but it's already exploring options to build factories elsewhere. The Vietnam-based company says it has been eyeing Indonesia and India. WRL TechWire reports the company expressed interest in the former Ford factory in India. This comes after VinFast reported more substantial losses last quarter.
A live look now at Clayton, where the town is seeking your thoughts on what it needs to address as it grows. The town is asking its residents to fill out a survey to help develop its comprehensive transportation plan called Clayton on the Move. That includes plans for roads, public transportation, and bicycle and pedestrian safety. The survey is available until December 16th. You can find a link on the town's website.
Happening today, it's the big weigh-in at the North Carolina State Fair. Those giant pumpkins and watermelons will hit the scales, trying to come out on top. There are 18 pumpkins, 17 watermelons entered. This is expected to be a very competitive year. They're giants.
Only two more days until you can dig in on delicious food, hop on rides, and take in all the North Carolina State Fair has to offer. Gates officially open Thursday. WRL was able to get a sneak peek of the fun yesterday. Take a look at some of this food that you and your family will be able to enjoy. There's bacon berry cookie dough on a stick, egg rolls, a dill pickled donut, and more.
So we have about 180 different food vendors. Plan your day carefully.
A pepperoni pizza funnel cake?
Yes, sir.
It has no calories, right?
No calories. Calories don't count at the fair.
Pulled pork mac and cheese Danish?
Exactly.
That's right. Calories don't count at the fair. It is also home to 87 rides, including a double-decker carousel that everyone is sure to love. How about that? Gates open at noon on Thursday.
And I know somebody who got a sneak peek over there. The media event yesterday, right around lunchtime, I think it was. Wasn't it, Elizabeth? What was going on there?
It was. It was incredible. There had to have been at least 50 food vendors, and we got to judge them. And the winner was Oak City Fish and Chips. I think they had won the year before, too. Some amazing seafood. But I'll tell you what, it was really, really difficult to pick. There's some amazing food coming your way this year at the fair. And we got to ride that double-decker fair a carousel as well, and the commissioner, Steve Troxler, rode it too. I loved it. All these old grown-ups out there riding the carousel. It was a lot of fun yesterday. We take a look at our front that's coming through. A little bit of cloud cover along with that. You can see that here on Futurecast. Just a few clouds on and off this morning. We'll call it partly cloudy. And then, of course, the front itself comes through later on this evening. It's going to bring a few clouds along with it and maybe a sprinkle or two. We're not looking at much rain. Certainly nothing that would be measurable, but don't be surprised this evening if you see just a sprinkle or two. We take a live look at downtown Raleigh right now. It's much warmer than it was yesterday. We're looking at mid-50s right now. We're going to climb into the mid-60s to near 70 by lunchtime. It's 46 in Roxborough, 50 in South Hill, 56 Fayetteville, 55 in Goldsboro. And take a look at the difference from yesterday. It's 18 degrees warmer in Southern Pines than it was this time yesterday. I think we're in the 30s yesterday morning. 8 degrees warmer in the Triangle, 15 degrees warmer in Goldsboro. So it's a pretty big difference. Yesterday, if you were, you know, maybe in a coat, you probably don't need it this morning. 77 in Raleigh this afternoon, 77 Durham, 82 in Fayetteville. So a very pleasant afternoon. Yesterday we hit 72 and 75 is normal. And we're going to hold it pretty close to normal all the way into the weekend. We take a look at our forecast for opening day on Thursday. If you're headed out, the gates open at noon on Thursday, but they open at either 8 or 9 a.m. For the rest of the fair. It's just a little later on Thursday for opening day. Our high 78. There is a chance for rain on Thursday, but mainly in our southern counties. We're going to continue to watch that. Right now, we're going with a fairly dry day for us for Thursday. Nice and warm Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but a cold front slips in over the weekend. Look at the chilly air that dives back over us for Sunday into Monday. So we're back to some of those chilly temperatures next week. But again, in the meantime, highs will be in the 70s. Saturday will bring the best chance for rain. We have the potential for even a few isolated thunderstorms. We're going to walk through the extended Futurecast for you into the weekend coming up in just a little bit. But you can see just how much cooler it will be as we start next week.
A little bit of a roller coaster week of temperatures. Elizabeth, thanks. Runny noses, fever, coughs. It is that time of year where illnesses are spreading. Coming up after the break, medical experts share a few ways that can help you avoid getting sick.
Plus, a new world record holder for the largest pumpkin. How much this pumpkin had to weigh in order to tip the scales. 4:54 right now. Across much of the U.S., illnesses are starting to tick up. Overall, COVID-19 levels are currently dipping, but it's still a concern. COVID has caused nearly all virus-related hospitalizations since the start of the year, according to the CDC. You can protect yourself, and that starts with practicing healthy habits, Dr. Jesse Bracamonte with the Mayo Clinic says.
Make sure you're getting plenty of rest. You're eating healthy, you're exercising, you're taking care of yourself.
Bracamonte says if you are sick, stay home. That'll help stop the spread and protect those who are vulnerable to severe illness. Be sure to keep up with hand washing also and try to avoid crowds if you can.
The Salvation Army of Lee County is getting ready to start its Christmas Joy Angel Tree program. You can register starting Thursday. Registration will be happening at First Presbyterian Church in Sanford from 9 to 3 and 5 to 8 that day. You can apply to be part of the program if your family needs assistance with clothing and toys for the holidays. You'll need to bring proof of address and proof of income.
Growers brought massive pumpkins weighing thousands of pounds to the World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off in Half Moon Bay, California. This event was over the weekend. They competed for not only bragging rights, but a big payout. At $9 a pound, Michael Jordan ended up winning Monday morning after weighing in at 2,749 pounds. That's the pumpkin's name. And it broke a world record. The winner took home $30,000 in prize money.
And speaking of pumpkins, Jeff, not only are they fun for fall, but they're also good for your health. Pumpkin is a superfood that is low fat, low calorie, and packed with plenty of nutrients. It's rich in potassium, which research suggests may help decrease blood pressure. Pumpkin also contains antioxidants like vitamin C, which help promote healthy skin. And the orange skin of a pumpkin contains beta carotene. And when you eat it, the body converts it to vitamin A.
We can eat the whole thing, right? It is a holiday celebration unlike any other. Woolies Winter Wonderland opens next month at the DBAP, and you can get tickets right now. What's winter without snow, you say? And of course, that means sledding. Grab a tube and hit one of the frosty fun hill slopes. You can even chat with Santa or his favorite elf, Woolly Claus. It all happens November 22nd through New Year's Eve. To purchase tickets, you can visit WRL.com. The man at the center of an Amber Alert who turned himself in to police after being accused of abducting his four-year-old daughter will appear in court this morning. Coming up at 5, the call from jail overnight. You'll only hear on WRL.
And this morning, we're hearing from relatives of people caught up in the war in Israel. What one mother says the phone call with her daughter was like before she disappeared.
Polls will open in just 2 hours in several towns and cities across the state for municipal elections. What you need to make sure you have with you before going to cast your vote.